The Federal Department of Education has given Alaska a waiver for one of the requirements created by the No Child Left Behind Act. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Under the federal decision, the state would be allowed to freeze its student proficiency targets, formerly referred to as annual measurable objectives, for 1 year if Alaska commits to applying for a larger package of waivers by September 6th. Eric Fry with the state's Department of Education says by freezing the target levels, local school districts and individual schools will be more likely to meet the annual yearly progress requirements.
And the reason that's beneficial is that at the same time that we're doing this freeze, we're also putting together an application for a comprehensive waiver in which the state would implement its own accountability system. And so it wouldn't make sense to run the schools and districts through another year of the old NCLB when we're going to be changing things pretty soon.
The frozen targets will require that 83% of students be proficient in English and 75% of students be proficient in math. The system the state is planning to submit for federal approval would still hold the local schools responsible for meeting those goals, only it would use a different method of determining accountability and with different consequences if a student fails. He says the state plan avoids much of the wasted efforts of the current federal standards. Fairbanks Democrat Bob Miller is a longtime advocate of getting waivers from the federal system. He says 26 states have now been granted waivers from the federal controls that were proving ineffective. He's encouraged that Alaska may soon follow.
They want us to succeed. They've recognized the gaps, they've recognized the flaws in the No Child Left Behind system, and they're happy to work with every state, including ours. So the state of Alaska, you know, is gaining more and more control over our own destiny, and that can never be a bad thing.
Fry says the target freeze will go into place immediately, with tests that students took last April and results that will be released next month. He says other changes will take place at the state level over several years.
Teachers are going to start implementing the new standards soon. The students won't actually be assessed on them until spring of 2016, so that they'll have several years of being educated under the new standards before they're assessed under them.
The federal waiver must be formally accepted by the State Board of Education at a teleconferenced meeting on July 24th. It'll require the adoption of new regulations that are already out for public comment. The board last month approved its new standards for accountability that'll be submitted to the federal government in September. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.